right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit progressive.com.
The federal government says that the American economy expanded at a healthy 3% annual pace from April through June, boosted by strong consumer spending and business investment. California apologizes for the state's role in perpetuating slavery. KCBS's Matt Bigler.
The legislation requires that California not only formally apologize for its role in slavery, but also install a plaque memorializing that apology in the state capitol. Assemblymember Reggie Jones-Sawyer, who introduced the bill, said California needs to acknowledge the harms that have been done to black people.
Otherwise, you're complicit in the crime that has been foisted on African Americans for centuries.
The apology bill is a partial win for advocates of reparations. Governor Newsom also vetoed two other reparations bills, one of which would have reversed racially motivated land seizures. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Oakland.
Facing a possible strike at U.S. ports, the Biden administration is urging operators to negotiate with unions. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a mostly clear sky, a little breezy at times, and lows only in the mid-60s. With a wind off the water for the weekend, highs in the low 70s, and a partly sunny sky. Mid-70s on Monday, then cooler for the rest of next week. It's 69 degrees right now.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound. Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing, 'cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just
do what made you so. Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a bottle, baby, just to let me down?
Pershing Park, local news and timeless hits.
Yours too. trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Listening to our timeless hits on 1400 AM WRJN. Welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career you love with flexibility, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces? Come join our growing team. Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Since I met you, I've become I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Have you seen her? Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Football hero or smooth on God. Got him.
WRJN, home to the Milwaukee Brewers. Before and after the games, we spin the timeless hits. Baseball, timeless hits, a great soundtrack to summer, and we've got it all on WRJN.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to save money. When you bundle your auto policy with home, condo, or renters, you'll earn a multi-policy discount. Easy to bundle, easy to save. Visit progressive.com.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the fests, Wausau's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew. There's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
WRJN.
She was a
it back. Ow!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
to see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you tell you the facts of life. Well, there's so much you have to learn.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The remnants of Hurricane Helene wreaked havoc across the southeast since slamming ashore on Florida's Gulf Coast, now blamed for at least 45 deaths. Our Jason Allen is in Steinhatchee, Florida.
Storm-weary residents had prayed Helene would miss them. Linda Wicker lost the restaurant she has owned for 20 years. She seemed more shaken by what she saw all around the small fishing village.
There's a lot of folks that, you know, don't have a place to go, have nothing, no money, now no home, no nothing.
This community has been hit by three hurricanes in 13 months, and this one clearly hit the hardest.
Moody's Analytics said it expects up to $26 billion in property damage. Israel hit Beirut's southern suburbs again early Saturday as it steps up attacks on Hezbollah. The BBC's Tom Bailey has the latest.
Images from the Lebanese capital showed plumes of smoke and orange flames lighting up the night sky as a second round of Israeli airstrikes pummeled targets in Beirut's southern suburbs. Earlier, another series of explosions had leveled several other buildings, with one local resident comparing the impact to that of an earthquake. Israel says it hit Hezbollah's headquarters, amid reports it was targeting the group's leader, Hassan Nasrallah.
Campaigning in Michigan, former President Donald Trump once again accused other governments of sending people they don't want across the southern U.S. border.
Let's give you the bad news first. The worst numbers I think I've ever heard. You know exactly what I'm talking about, with a lot of people being released into our country that should never, ever be here, right?
Vice President Harris was at the border in Douglas, Arizona this evening, saying she'll be tough on the border as president.
And so even though Donald Trump tried to sabotage the border security bill, it is my pledge to you that as president of the United States, I will bring it back up and proudly sign it into law.
Meanwhile, we have a look at new numbers on the presidential race.
The latest CBS News election poll shows Harris is winning over women by 7%, while men favor Trump by 8%. Each candidate is concentrating their issues to win with one sex over the other. The scholar Richard Reeves at the Brookings Institution says there's a risk in doubling down.
That requires them to ignore or even at worst pathologize the other side.
But will men be the winning formula when women historically vote more often?
Their turnout rates will not be high enough to make a huge difference.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
The United States has announced an agreement with the government of Iraq to wrap up the military mission in Iraq of the American-led coalition fighting the Islamic State, ISIS, by next year. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not